USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence, his wife, and the Surgeon General all received the COVID-19 vaccine on live TV Friday morning in a move to instill public confidence. Eisenhower Executive Office Building near the White House was the location. The VP says it was like any other shot.
I especially want to thank the fine medical team at Walter Reed Hospital that administered our vaccine today. I didn't feel a thing. Well done. And we appreciate your service to the country.
The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine was approved for use in the United States a week ago. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is expected to be approved Friday. Which one is better? Dr. Fauci on Fox says the two vaccines are similar.
I have looked at the data carefully from both the Pfizer and the Moderna trials. They're strikingly similar.
Pfizer's vaccine needs to be kept at minus 70 degrees Celsius. Moderna's temperature is minus 20 Celsius, more like a regular freezer. USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries, and comes with a hand-crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax Magazine. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.